Welcome to the Making Smart Decisions podcast, strategies for your financial future. Complex topics made simple and actionable, so when it comes to your money, you're making smart decisions. And now for the disclaimer. The following program is sponsored by JT Financial Group, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through JW Cole Financial Incorporated, JWC member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through JW Cole Advisors Incorporated, JWCA. JT Financial Group and JWC, JWCA are unaffiliated entities. With decades of experience, here's your host, Josh Tirado.
Hi, I'm Josh Tirado. And on this episode of Making Smart Decisions podcast, we are going to touch on the emergency fund. What is it, and do you need one? Most financial advice starts with the basis of you should have an emergency fund. And a lot of people just view that as a savings type account. And yes, you should absolutely have that. It might seem pretty simple, but let's dive down into that a little bit deeper. When it comes to the emergency fund, the old rule of thumb was you should have put aside 3 months worth of living expenses. Not 3 months worth of your salary, but 3 months worth of your bills and your living expenses to get you through something tough. Over time, what I tell my clients is that has evolved, and I recommend a good starting point is 3 months worth of living expenses. Ideally, you want to get up to about 6 months worth of living expenses. The reason being, if you suffer a sickness or an injury or some other sort of serious issue and you cannot work, studies show that most people are back to work within 6 months. If you can have 6 months worth of living expenses put aside, most illnesses and injuries, you'll be able to recover from them within 6 months and get back to work. So I think the emergency fund is important. I think you should shoot for 3 months worth of living expenses, build up to 6 months worth of living expenses, and then depending on your situation, take it from there. More is not bad in that sort of situation. But also bear in mind, it doesn't just have to be sitting there in a savings account. It could be invested in something very conservative, earning you more money than a savings account and still be relatively liquid where we can get it transferred back into your bank account or into your hands within 24, 48, 36 hours. So if there really is an emergency, you can still have your hands on the money within a day or two. It doesn't have to be where you need that money that day. So for many of my more conservative clients, when their emergency fund continues to grow, we will keep a portion of it in savings or checking as cash. And the rest of it, we do start to siphon off into an investment account where they can earn something on it, and it is still very accessible and relatively liquid. I do think the emergency fund is a basis for very many people. I think you should start with that, and I think the 3 to 6 months of living expenses is also a good rule of thumb.
Thanks for listening to Making Smart Decisions with Josh Tirado. For more information and show notes, visit our website at jtfinancialgroup.com. Email a question or schedule an appointment. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/aguideforyourjourney. The preceding program is sponsored by JT Financial Group, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through JW Cole, financial member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through JW Cole Advisors, JT Financial Group, and JW Cole Financial. And JW Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by JT Financial Group should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by a person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. JT Financial Group is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities.